Almost Live from Nigel, it's time for this week's Hard Man Newspapers podcast.
Hello, I'm Andy Rimple, and welcome to this week's Hard Man Newspapers podcast, Almost Live from Nigel. This week, high fashion, brothels, and Mo Farah. To try and give you a taster of this, and some of the other news that has been hitting the headlines in our print titles, and of course online at iomtoday.co.im, I'm joined by NewsHound Jess Ward.
Hello.
And Distribution's very own Katie Kitchener.
Hello.
Only three of us this week.
It feels really big and empty in here.
Sparse. The stationery could be.
The stationery could. Yeah.
Sam is rejoicing at Liverpool's win over the mighty Everton last night.
Yes.
Producer Emma's not even sat in the corner going like this, which only you two can see now.
Yeah, but that's what she does.
Because she's got many ailments at the moment, doesn't she?
She's been in the wars.
So she has been in the wars.
She's
the rest. Might get this, maybe she's listening, this will scare her. Might get Grace to put that picture she put on our WhatsApp group on our
She'd love that picture going out on the Facebook or the Instagram.
All of them. We'll put them all out, yeah. Good week, Jess?
Yeah, it's been... I always say it's full on because it just is, like... Bum, bum, bum.
Busy, busy, busy.
All the time, pumping it out. Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of dogs in for
yes.
for this week.
Because we talked about this a bit last week, about the dog nativity.
Yeah, that's it, dogtivity.
Dogtivity, of course. And that was in Ramsey on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Did you go?
I didn't manage to make it. I know,
you were giving it all a big chat last week.
I was so determined. Yeah. But no, I was interviewing Clara Nathan, who I've written a piece about in the Max Independent. She's got a jewellery line. Mm. But yeah, it looks really good. So I've put all the photos up in the Max Independent. Mm. And
they look incredible.
They do.
I love the Angel Gabriel.
That's my favourite. Yeah. Yes. Ross. Yes. Ross the dog.
Our photographer Mike Wade was there, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he was. Feedback?
He just burst out into laughter before telling me a word about it. Yeah. He said it was just hilarious. I mean, you can read the piece, but I'll give you a little something. Apparently...
A little something,
you know? apparently... Some of the trees were victims during it.
Oh.
Some dogs.
Were they marked?
Yeah, they were.
Well, I suppose there's a lot competing for territory there, wasn't there?
So, yeah, that's true, yeah.
But obviously your other big dog story of the week, which I believe, and this is what the kids say, is going viral as we speak, isn't
it?
Yes. Is the 21 puppies.
Mm. So there was a dog in Douglas who gave birth to 21 puppies naturally. Unfortunately, 7 of them have died,
okay.
So there's 14, so a bit of a downer. But I went around and saw the puppies, and they're so cute.
Are they all making, like really yelpy little noises?
Aren't they all named after chocolate bars?
Yeah, they are, which is amazing. Yeah, it's all down to their personalities, too.
Oh, I thought it was because, like, it's a selection box time of year, so...
Well, that just ties in very nicely with it. But, for instance, there's Boost... because he gets around pretty quick, and then there's Bounty, or she's a bounty hunter trying to get the milk.
Right.
Yeah.
The
mother's milk.
Oh, is the mother called Bounty?
No, the puppy's called Bounty.
Oh, right.
So it's the least favourite one, because that's the one you don't want to eat in the celebrations.
I love them.
That was all in the Examiner this week, was it?
Yeah, that was in the Examiner, and then I got a call from somebody who's associated to us. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, well, I think we can get that viral if you could give me the copy. So I did that and some photos. And now they're on the Independent, so not the Manx Independent.
The lesser, poorer one. Yeah,
that's it. The Daily Mail, the Daily Records.
Are you on the sidebar of shame?
On the Daily Mail?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Daily Mail are probably frowning on the fact there's 14... puppies to a single mum, you know, there'll be all sorts of kickoff.
But there is a lot of
support. Puppy will be claiming.
And like the Daily Star and a couple of others too.
Oh,
so,
you've done the full spectrum.
Yeah,
is it Byline or is it Jess Ward?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, no.
Are you going to kick off and get angry at those ones?
Maybe I should, because they have used my direct quotes that I worked so hard for.
You went and saw those puppies.
I did, yeah.
You beat them on that door.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe. I wouldn't know.
So there's more on that and the Examiner as well worth read. And plus the dog nativities in there as well. So if you're a dog fan, the Examiner is the paper for you this week.
It is a real treat.
Yeah. There's the biggest picture, isn't there, of baby Jesus in the basket?
Yeah.
Little weasel.
Little crossbreed called Weasel.
Fantastic stuff. Which, of course, you can get online still if they're still being the newsagents as well, weren't they?
Yes, the Examiner's still in the newsagents until Monday night. So you can go in Monday afternoon and be like, where's my Examiner?
Yeah, loads of time.
I want it now.
Last week's one, give it to me now.
Good week, Kay.
Yes. super busy, got subscription offers on at the moment, right. So the phone has been going crazy.
Well, it's a perfect Christmas gift. It's a gift that keeps on giving, 52 weeks of the year, surely.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a price freeze offer on for our subscription vouchers.
Producer Rema, I'll note this down, 5:20, put in it, drop some sort of amazing sound effect to highlight
like an explosion.
Or the freeze. Shh.
Oh, I was thinking more like Tim Westwood, like...
Oh, Tim Westwood. Yeah. Is he still a thing?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to Ice Baby. Yeah. Have that in the background.
I think that we should get Grace to knock up some paraphernalia for promoting the Fryce Freeze with Jack Frost.
I was thinking of Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze in that bad Batman film.
But Warner Brothers might have some copyright infringement.
I mean, we do that with Disney and Pixar films all the time, though, don't we? So,
yeah, fair point. Yeah.
Where do we draw the line?
Tell us about the Fryce Freeze then.
Yep, so you can get 52 weeks worth of vouchers to the Isle of Man Examiner for £41.60.
Absolute bargain.
And you might think, what a random amount. Mm. But basically what you're getting there is a 27% saving on the year.
I love a saving.
I know.
Who doesn't in this
obviously the, exactly. the cost of the paper is now £1.10. Mm-hmm. You're basically paying 80 pence for the next year instead of £1.10.
So you're saving yourself a whole 30 pence a copy.
A week. Yep.
Amazing.
Some mad saving right there.
If people want to jump right on this offer, Katie, you're the person to speak to, aren't you?
Yeah, you can call me on 695-649 if you have any questions about it, want to sign up.
Maybe if they want to drop you an email either.
katie.kitchener@iomtoday.co.im.
Talking of communication, or communication particularly from you, actually, it is
a Katie special.
We've had, like London buses, which is ironic because you went to London.
Yeah.
Two postcards have come in this week, Katie.
Jess, double vision. It's almost 2020.
Have you had a chance to see these yet, Jess?
No, I haven't, but I love this already.
Kurt came over and showed me these, health and safety Kurt, who also doubles up as house postman. Yes. He came over this morning, or was it yesterday morning, to show me what we had posts. So, the first one is the long-awaited, not the Portugal one, which is still... And the other...
Still
is
in
your,
my... It's,
your mum's came, didn't it, from Portugal?
My mum's came, yeah.
So, no, yours from Portugal...
Very perplexed about it.
...is not arrived yet. But we have one from Glasgow.
Sunny Glasgow.
From Katie. And it's
Las
got
Vegas.
Some,
oh, those are some really nice images.
Some very scenic images on the front, wasn't it?
I didn't realise Glasgow was so pretty.
Not one without the...
I have to say, the statue with the cone on its head.
Oh, yeah.
I do get photos of that every time I'm there, but... yeah, I didn't visit any of these places really when I went.
But anyway, so it
says it
does look lovely. Hello, podcast team. Having the best time in Glasgow! ! Must really mean it.
Amazing.
I won at Jungle Rumble Golf.
I told you I got a hole in one.
It was the same week as we talked about Tom Gandy nearly getting on the European Golf Tour as well. And you were like, oh, maybe I could give him some tips. Yeah,
I did stand on someone's strawberry daiquiri, though.
What? They stood on it.
Yeah, they put it on the floor.
I bet the pros don't have to deal with that.
Exactly.
And we ate all the Greek food, then we went to Paisley.
Oh, little trip out to Paisley.
And watch Vistas, brackets, listen to them. Excellent.
Really good band.
And got a photo with the band.
Yeah, it says, like, the band selling merchandise. It was just the singer. The rest of the band didn't show up to sell.
Okay. And a High Tog Factor t-shirt. Does that mean it's warm?
It's an excellent t-shirt, yeah.
Good
warm t-shirt.
Yeah,
good quality merch.
But it's cold up there. Yeah, today we're off to the Chris Hoy Velodrome, where it'll be a toasty 28 degrees. Was it?
Because I didn't realise, it said on the tickets, like, dress appropriately for the 28 degrees temperature, which has to be maintained. No, I was wearing a woolly jumper.
So was you a bit hot with it?
First time ever for me, I went and got a glass of wine, white wine, because I thought it is 28 degrees.
That's not the first time,
is it? But I drank the wine, and I watching the cyclist just go round and round, and it was hot, and I'd had a glass of wine. I was like, I can't drink anymore.
That is a first.
Yeah.
It said Edinburgh tomorrow for all the cake.
We didn't eat the cake in the end.
That's filthy night, then.
Where did you go to Edinburgh?
Everyone is happy, even though there were no eggs.
One of the Charlottes was very distressed. There was no eggs around. But then she calmed down because we got some.
We need focaccia. A lot more context.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
There's not much more to tell you about it.
So you went on holiday specifically for eggs? Mm-hmm.
No. But on the Sunday, eggs was kind of the mission.
Right.
And she
failed
really in that
craving
mission.
Some eggs.
Yeah.
Right. So it says, see you soon, Charlotte, and Katie.
Yes.
You packed a lot in.
Do all your friends have to share same names? Because you've got about four Jennies in your life, haven't
they're
you?
All called Jenny or Charlotte.
Right. And I suppose it makes it nice and easy if you forget one of the names.
Yeah, it's...
You've got two options.
50-50, yeah.
And now, the reason this was a few weeks late...
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to own up to this, Kate?
I don't understand what this is. I don't... Right, so there's,
there's
a big yellow sticker on it.
Yeah,
what
and
does
it
says?
Fee to pay, £2.
And then?
And no postage paid.
But I
Katie...
I bought a stamp.
Well, there is looks like a stamp on there.
That is a stamp. That's it says what? International postcard. Finiston Crane.
Was it the right was it the right post stamp?
Well, international poster, yeah. But either way, we think someone's coughed up £2 somewhere in the office to make sure we could get this.
I know, because I definitely didn't
you're
pay
gonna
the
have
£2.
To send an all users round tomorrow.
Do you reckon? Yeah. I feel so silly if I have to do that. Like, thanks for paying for my postcard.
But anyway, that's not the only postcard we had this week. The next one was from London, where you were last weekend?
That was last weekend.
So that's arrived in quite good time,
yeah.
Isn't it? Hello, everyone. I hope you actually received this postcard, unlike the one from Glasgow.
Aww.
Well, you can take that sass back. The old Glaswegian post office haven't got anything to do with that.
No, it's me.
Yeah.
It's all me.
Having a fantastic time in London, ate all the Turkish food last night. There's always a food element to these trips, isn't
there?
Yeah.
You've got to go to a restaurant we don't have on the Isle of Man, like a
good
type shot. Of
yeah,
food.
It's good clever. Yeah.
There's quite a lot of Turkish restaurants over here, though. Kebab houses.
No, but this was like Gallipoli in Angel, and you got like your good borek and things like that.
Oh.
So, like stuff.
I thought that was like a Sacha Baron.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. Visited the Charles Dickens house this morning.
We did?
Oh, yes.
Surprised my dad took him to the Charles Dickens Museum.
And that is the inspiration
wonderful.
For the front of the postcard.
Yeah. It was all very Christmassy there.
That looks good.
It looks very good. We'll get Grace to put these pictures of these on our socials as always. Off to watch Hamilton at the theatre now, and I am so excited. It's scary. Now, is this a
my level of excitement was crazy.
Play based on the lives and times of F1 champion Lewis Hamilton?
No, close, but no. It's based on Alexander Hamilton, who was one of the founding fathers of the United States of America.
And was it good?
It was phenomenal, but it's all told through... It's a musical of his life told through rap.
Oh, what?
It's... what. How have you not heard of Hamilton? It's like the most Tony-nominated musical ever made by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh.
Who?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Who's Lin-Manuel Miranda?
I don't know.
Right, Christmas markets on the South Bank and tapas later. Busy day. So I've been to the Christmas market in the South Bank. They're a lot of fun.
They are fun.
And how was the tapas?
It was delicious.
What did you go for?
We had a tortilla, we had some croquetas, we had some patatas bravas.
Queso.
I love patatas bravas.
Brave potatoes.
I love them. They're always very brave. Love Katie and Mr. Kitchener.
Yeah.
Brackets and English Jenny, I said. You know,
yeah. Well, English Jenny, actually, after the tapas, I was like, oh, Jenny, we're going back tomorrow morning and I don't know where there's a postbox. And she said, give me your postcard and I will post it.
And she has.
And she has. And she sent a little video of her waving goodbye to it when she put it in the postbox.
We'll have to get that off her and put that on the socials. Yeah. With her consent, obviously. We don't want to get that, that through that minefield.
So English Jenny made sure this arrived.
And she did a good job. She even put a stamp on it.
Triggered.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel.
Right, let's move on then. The first news story of the week. And it did take place in London, this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it did, yeah.
Fits seamlessly, doesn't it? We're talking about Douglas designer, not the person that designed Douglas.
No.
A designer from Douglas.
From Douglas, yes.
Bethany Williams, who picked up a big award in the fashion industry this week, wasn't
huge.
It?
Huge.
The British Emerging Talent, brackets, menswear,
mm-hmm.
in front of a host of celebrities.
Yeah.
At the British Fashion Awards this week, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. So she was pretty much shoulder to shoulder with Rita Ora.
Rita Ora.
And Liam Payne.
What a place to be. What a sandwich that is.
That is a good sandwich, actually, isn't it?
An Ora Payne sandwich.
Yeah.
That sounds like a...
That does not sound good.
That's something you
that
some project
like a place
for,
I want to be. That's who she collected her award from. And that was in front of the likes of Donatella Versace, Rihanna, There was also model Naomi Campbell.
Oh, I've heard of her. Yeah.
Yeah, and quite a few other world icons, really.
So Bethany went to St. Ninian's School, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And her big thing is reusable.
Yeah, so it's reusable, so fashion. Sustainability, and she very much wants to challenge social kind of ideas. So she gets a lot of her, like, adornments and designs made by people who are probably least fortunate in society. So, for instance, she's had a collection made by a woman from it's a place called Adelaide House in Liverpool, and it's a women's shelter. So maybe women have previously been inmates and are struggling to find accommodation, or they're homeless. She gives them opportunities to, like, work with her or be models for her designs. And she also has adornments made by people at the Manx Workshop for the Disabled, which is here in Douglas, mm-hmm. which is really cool. And yeah, she just, that's basically her main message. She just recently popped something up on her Instagram with a photo of Rita Ora and Liam Payne, and she said not only was she incredibly honoured and overwhelmed by winning this huge award, she said, "I believe if we all work together, then anything is possible. Fashion is a global force with incredible influence. If we use this influence for the greater good, we have a huge capacity for growth and change."
So was that the reason that she'd been won this award, this week's award?
Yeah, so they said this award was given to her because of, for her innovation and creative influence in her designs, which have gained international attention this year.
So what I always think about high fashion, maybe it's a male point of view, girls maybe have a different thing, but it doesn't relate to what you or I would wear in everyday life, is it? Mm-hmm. No, of it, it's just so concepted. Now, is her stuff more like stuff you think, oh, I wouldn't mind wearing one of them?
Yeah, when I look at it,
bags or whatever it is.
When I look at it, it's really edgy, and I love that. And I love the idea of it being sustainable.
She had a denim suit.
Yeah, it was like a jumpsuit, yeah. And it was like colourful stripes. Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. And it was very, is it androgynous? You know, androgynous? Very like...
Big word, that's yes.
So
like
it,
genderless.
Yeah, pretty much. But to be honest, the prices are very, very high. Jackie and I were looking, the deputy editor and I were looking at them, and we thought,
not going to get one for Secret Santa then.
No.
My thought there, though, I'm thinking out loud, and this might be absolute nonsense, but could she team up with Bill Dale? You know, we were dragging the stuff off the beach.
That's a great
idea. And she could
make
something out of it.
The Beach Buddies collaboration.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Got a nice ring to it, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know the exact recycled materials she uses, but definitely, like, secondhand denim and things like that. So, yeah, I think so.
I was watching a documentary the other night about disposable fashion and how much it is polluting the planet, and especially the amount of oils and dyes that go into jeans. For people who buy a cheap pair of jeans, wear them a couple of times, throw them away, and it is just absolutely alarming.
But that's something that she's trying to stop.
Yeah, it's something she's kind of combating, I guess.
So that was on page 11 of the Indie, which is if you want to read more about that. Sticking with the Independent, we move on to our next story this week, which is about Chris Robert Shaw, the MHK for Douglas East, and he says the government should consider legalising brothels.
Yeah. It's a big one.
It is a big one.
I don't know if
I'm quite glad Sam's not here for this one today.
Yeah.
When I got emailed the news bill for this yesterday, I was like, well, this has just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was reading it. I was a bit shocked by it. But I wonder why he's brought that up. So essentially, he's saying that government should consider legalising brothels here. This is brought up while they were discussing the Sexual Offences and Obscene Publications Bill. He kind of thinks that having legal brothels over here would mean that it would make it better and safer for these people, these sex workers, I guess, if it's regulated. And that means that they will have, like, their health and well-being monitored as well. And the sex workers will pay tax, insurance, and will be able to save for pensions, opposed to being in dangerous street prostitution situations. That's his views.
Mm.
And he says that people in different countries recognise that prostitution is one of the oldest forms of work in history, and that it would be the proper thing to recognise that and not be judgmental. He also thinks that having brothels might help with, like, sex therapy, so people who are disabled and, you know, want to have an education, I guess. I don't know what you would call it. And then, that's what he was saying in the House of Keys. And Alex Ellenson, who is kind of leading this bill, he says that actually, yes, he sympathises because he does believe that, you know, when it comes to sex workers in the illegal terms, that often leads to, like, abuse, and because people kind of push them to the fringes of society. They're like, yeah, they
get marginalised.
That's the word, yeah, exactly. So the police, they have kind of said that there's not really any issues over here in the Isle of Man, and they don't really want the bill to kind of encourage prostitution here. Mm. So yeah, so prostitution in the Isle of Man isn't illegal, but soliciting and the running of premises of brothels here are.
Which I think is the case in most places, you know, apart from the exceptions where, as you said, the brothels are legalised and stuff like that. So, yeah. Interesting debate though. So that was in the House of Keys this week. Is that the end of it, or will it go on, roll on a bit further?
I think it's going to roll on a little bit.
Suggesting this would be a good topic to discuss on a Vox Pop?
I actually did think about going out into the street and asking people, but when I've done this before with, for instance, the legalisation of marijuana, people had their opinions and they were quite happy to share it with me, but then they'd say, I don't want my name attached to that, I do not want my photo, no way, there's no chance. So I foresaw that happening again, and so we just went along with school lunches, essentially, and how Julie Edge says that because of the obesity report that's come out recently, and that's made, I think it's the Department of Education's now made the portions a bit smaller, and kids are apparently going home crying, saying that they're hungry.
Hmm. So just to clarify, that's brothels in this week's Independent and school dinners in next week's Examiner.
Yeah,
that's it.
We're not going to go.
Right, this week's sports story. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's on the back of this week's Ranks Independent. Mark Cavendish, famed cyclist, Tour de France champion, you know, won many stages, you know, great professional rider, is actually this week teaming up with Mo Farah.
What?
Mobot there, Katie.
The Mobot.
Yeah. And a swimmer called Chloe McArdle, who has swam the English Channel, I think, something like 29 times.
What?
An Australian swimmer. She's obviously a champion long-distance swimmer.
Yeah.
And they're going to contest the Ironman Middle Eastern Championships in Bahrain. And it's like a relay event alongside the main Ironman event.
Ah, cool.
So Cav will be doing the cycle. I thought, oh, he's going to show us he's a bit of a swimmer here. No, he's going to do the cycle. Mo's doing the run, and Chloe's going to be doing the swim in what they've been branded.
It would be strange if they were doing different events.
I thought, no, let's give it. Well, you know,
let's get Mo on the bike.
To draw it out of a hat. What are you going to do, Mo? Oh, you're on the bike. but yeah, they've been branded the Team of Legends, which is
hard to disagree with.
It's on Saturday. It's in Bahrain. I think there'll be a lot of pressure on them to win, because if they're up against other, quite amateur teams, but we'll see. So that's in Bahrain this week. If you want to read a bit more about that, it was on the back page of the Indian. It's, of course, online at iontoday.co.im/sport.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel.
So, Sam, as we've said, is not here. You might not have noticed. There's a lack of heavy breathing down the mic this week.
And no really obscene comments about the brothel story. Yeah.
Or just general grumpiness.
So, Jess, you've grasped the nettle that is this week in history. We go back to 2008. 11 years.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that long ago, but it is.
Yes.
And the Manx Independent of Friday, December the 5th. The lovely picture of Father Christmas on the front, isn't it? It shows you the time of year.
Yeah,
he's very beard. Like, you can
beard.
You can barely see any face at all. It's pure beard.
Yeah, he's buried.
He's got glasses
he?
On, which is always a sign
on top
of a good
of the
Santa.
Beard.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah.
But the photo here says that 3 years old Kira Griffiths is delighted
to be 14.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
She's delighted to get her first glimpse of Father Christmas of the year. I've been talking to, like, editorial. Is it right to say Father Christmas or Santa? Because Santa's obviously Americanized.
Yeah, Father Christmas. Well, to be honest, I think people get too up on this sort of stuff. You know, it's a happy time
for
year.
We'll happily adopt all of the other American customs for Christmas, but we're not allowed to say Santa.
Pierre
Noel,
strange. St. Nicholas, you know, there's so many options. I think whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's actually quite a few things going on this front page. So the main story is, the headline is, the cost of heating drops by hundreds. So it's actually really positive for this time of year. So it's by Rachel Bruce. says, householders could save almost £400 a year after Manx Gas announced it will slash its prices. So, I mean, when it's coming to winter, that's what you want to hear, isn't it? It's usually the other way around sometimes, isn't it? So they said that around this time, in 2008, they had seen the lowest November ground temperature, which was minus 8.1 degrees
Celsius.
That is
chilly, isn't
it? That is really ridiculous. And that's the lowest in 50 years.
Bracing. they were also saying that the oil prices were dropping as well. So it was a win-win.
Yeah, it was really good. So the Age Concern chief executive at the time, she said, everyone is so used to prices going up and up, and it's a shock when something comes down. It's a wonderful surprise and a very cheerful Christmas bonus for older people on the fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
She said, it's one of the basic commodities of life, which is keeping warm. Older people are so careful about their heating bills, and it's a real shot in the arm. So, yeah. So
it's lovely. That was an
early Christmas present.
It was. Anything else catch your eye on the front page?
Squirrels.
The squirrels.
Cute little squirrels.
So, the teaser, as it were, because it was only the headline that was on the front page, was Give Red Squirrels a Home in the Island. Is the MHK behind the idea just nuts?
I love it. See what you've done there.
I decided to look into it a bit further, so I went through the archive, and it's definitely Chief Reporter Adrian Derbyshire's write-up.
I could tell by the pun.
Oh, yeah, he's got puns riddled throughout.
It is pun riddled.
So it says, an MHK's call for red squirrels to be introduced to the island has been dismissed as just plain nuts. And then he talks about it further, saying that the bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Tim Crookle Peel came up with the suggestion, but he was soon sent scampering after being told about the costs, both to the environment and the taxpayer. And then it says, Agriculture Minister Phil Gorn said, it's not our policy to introduce non-native species. It is certainly not something we would wish to take up, particularly in the current financial climate. Mr. Crookle insisted he was not off his tree. He urged the minister to give an undertaking to look at the issue again. So, yeah, it's so Adrian. But then he asked me, oh, is that the one with the photoshopped Tim Crookle? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So he sent me the image.
Yeah.
And this is it here. This is Tim Crookle.
Wow.
Imposed onto a squirrel.
That's amazing. We're going to have to get Grace
with a human
that.
Hand.
I think the ring really makes that.
It's sort of like Lord of the Rings meets Animal Farms, sort of meets Animals of Farthing Wood. Isn't
I was about
it?
To say Animals of Farthing Wood.
So yeah, that's a brilliant picture of that. What else was on the front page that this week?
So there was also the Zootons.
Zootons. Now. Sorry, I barely
really
remember
offended
them.
You. I remember their first album was really good.
What was their standout hit, as it were?
Well, from the second album, they had a hit with Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
But I'm sure that's the second album.
Is that
yeah,
Mark
that
Wilson,
was the second
though?
Album called Tired of Hanging Around.
No, he made
around.
A cover
with Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
But it was the Zootons originally.
Yeah, it's the second album called Tired of Hanging Around 2006.
But the first album was really good.
We're not just mentioning the Zootons just for sags. This is actually because I presume they were coming to Isle of Man.
Because I think they're from the Wirral, aren't they?
Yeah, they're from Liverpool. So
Yeah, so they must have been on coming to Isle of Man for a show in the not-too-distant future in 2008. anything else?
So there's also little headlines up here too. Some of them are not so nice, but...
Yeah, we're harking back to Sam's Blast last week, where every story was very depressing. So that's it for this week in histories. That was the front page of the Manx Independent of Friday, December the 5th, 2008. Just 11 years ago. Is it just 11 years ago? Is it that a bit?
Do you guys know what you were doing in 2008?
I was here, but I don't really remember what I was doing.
I don't know if I was here or not. I would have to check Facebook memories, to be honest.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think I just moved to the island.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. In August.
It's not on the front page.
Oh, damn. Didn't make it.
I think that might have been when I went on my hitchhiking adventures that year. That's probably why I didn't see
the
Zootons.
Is that
in Europe?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Right, let's move on. Wrap up the week with Manx Word of the Week. Katie, now, I misread this before and thought it said Luke Skywalker. But
yeah, it does look like it.
Last week's word, which Sam ruined for everyone, didn't he?
Because he did. He realised that I'd forgotten to take what it meant out of our scripts, and it meant juggler.
So what was it?
Oh, I hate saying this. Lauklakala.
There you go. That'll do. So that was juggler. Can you remember why you chose juggler?
No, there would have been a strange type of logic, but I can't remember now.
Right.
Too long's passed. I can't remember 11 years ago. I can't remember a week ago.
So, moving on to this week's, Jess, you're one, the first to stab at this one.
Okay, so it's just pardon.
Yeah, why not?
What, have you forgotten how it's pronounced?
Yes, I have.
Right. It does look like pardon.
Well, I've been having many problems with my headphones this week.
I have. You've had
Techie Dave
over. When,
oh dear.
Have he sorted the problem out?
He did sort it out, yeah. I'm now paired.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're paired.
I've been paired.
So partan is the Max word of the week. If you want to find out what the English translation is, tune in next week. But we'll listen to how the culture Bannon lads say it now.
Partan.
Right, my favourite part of the week.
We've not got Sam here.
To do
you're,
what?
You're going
to
have to do
I was
it.
Thinking you'll have to do it, Jess.
Me,
you'll have to
I'll...
do your best Manx accent.
Oh, no. I will offend everybody on this island and you will get me on the boat.
So we're on the Anglo-Manx phrases.
This is just one nice little one.
This is a segment of the podcast that seems to divide opinion. Can either and offend most weeks as well. So
I went for a very neutral one this week.
If you haven't heard the podcast before and wondering what the chuff we're talking about, we found this website, didn't we, Kate? I found it, and it's a load of
brag. I found it.
I used Google to find it. And it's a load of Anglo-Manx phrases.
Yep.
So we've been doing them alphabetically, which is easy for me to say. And we're on to the eyes.
We have had
some crackers down the week.
We've had some that have had to be cut out due to inappropriate
nature.
The way times have changed.
Yes, in fact, yeah. So this week, when I read this, I thought it was talking about the lion from The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Aslan.
Yes, because it's Islan.
Yep.
And apparently that is the Anglo-Manx for Ireland.
Yes, as in not the country of Ireland,
but
the our island. Little island.
Yes. So Manx people call the Isle of Man the Islan. As if
is it definitely
went...
Islan or Island?
No, I reckon it probably is, because do you ever say Island instead of Island?
Oh, so
no.
It's just Island.
Island?
Island?
I think it is Islan.
Islan. Well, anyway.
Islan's so cool.
We need to consult Wattie on this.
Yeah, it's spelled Islan. For those of you who want to have a crack at home.
I love that it is a capital I as well.
Yeah. There's no other... as if there was no other island in the world.
Yep.
They also refer to it affectionately as Little Islan.
Yep.
So there you go. Maybe
like
you're referring to the island at all this week. Please do use the phrase.
I do. I just like it when people
Islan.
Really do view the Isle of Man as the centre of the world. I love it.
Well, it is.
It is.
It is.
Exactly.
Jess is sort of not agreeing.
No,
she doesn't look happy.
There's more out there.
Is there? Yeah, you're talking about the Kaufman.
Yeah.
Don't
feel that guy.
That's the Islan.
The Islan of the Islan.
Right, before we wrap it up, much coming for you this week, Jess, so to speak? I don't know why I'm waving my hand while I say that.
It's so theatrical.
Yeah. So you're talking about Vox Pop. You're talking about the maybe children being sent home hungry from schools.
Mm-hmm. That is.
Did it encourage much debate on the streets of Douglas?
Not so much debate, just more memory lane sort of situations.
Is
you know,
it like
you
Sam
have...
and his Irish stew?
We've talked
yes.
about this before. I mean,
we've discussed all
So, I've done a very similar public piece about it, but this was mainly looking at, you know, how the lunches have changed over time and whether they need to.
Right.
What else do I have?
Any more animal interactions this week?
Well, kind of, yeah. I've got... So, the Home of Rest for Old Horses...
Yep.
They are going to be having their light switch on the 12th of this month.
Mm.
So I'm just doing a little pre-write-up, basically, just informing everybody that's happening.
So that's next week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Next.
It's coming up.
Katie, I forgot your name for a second there, which is really bad. have you got much coming on this week? You can blame the fact I'm surviving off 4 hours of sleep at the moment, because my Hector's not well.
Oh, no. What's happened?
He's got bronchitis. He was in Nobles on Monday.
Bronchitis.
Yeah, but he's coughing like a man that smokes 40 a day.
Well,
when in reality,
I mean...
he only smokes 10. so he's not very well. He's a bit grizzly at night, so that's why I'm not getting a lot of sleep. I must admit, my wife's taking the brunt of this. I'm trying to cover my tracks.
Well, you're just glazed.
Yeah. Forgetting your name there. But yes, so have you got much coming up this week? Apart from the phone being ringing off the hook for subscriptions.
I'm going to be focusing on subscriptions all week because there's a lot coming in.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
And of course, next Friday's our Christmas party.
I'm away for it.
No, you're away.
What?
Yeah, I'm away this weekend. I'm away next weekend.
And you were away last weekend?
I was. It's
how can
it's
you?
My 3 weeks of holidays.
Fun and all this lavish jet set lifestyle.
Well, these were some very drunken, impulsive holidays I've booked.
This is where all the subscriptions money's going. I joke.
Bad track. Have you ordered your pizza for it?
Yes, I have. I'm having a chorizo.
Oh, very nice.
Very festive. There is a Christmas special. Did you
there
see
is.
That?
I thought that was too much.
Sprouts on a
Christmas
pizza.
Christmas on a pizza. Yeah, that was a shocker.
And you get loads. At this time of year, you're having Christmas dinner every other day, really.
Exactly, you want something different.
Are you a bit jelly, you're going to miss this.
I mean, when you do that, I will be in Vienna at Christmas market.
Oh, that's lovely.
Eating the sausage.
Eat the sausage.
Yes, so.
The schnitzel.
What a lovely image to think about. So you're in Dublin this weekend.
Dublin this weekend, Vienna next week.
You like Richard, what's his face?
Travel
man.
My little Trilby. I'm definitely a lot more enthusiastic everywhere I go than so
when you go to Austria?
Next Thursday.
So are you not going to be in the podcast next week?
Katie? I think I will. Like, I go after work, I think.
Right. Well,
it's one of these things we'll have to check.
We'll leave that one hanging in the air. Yeah.
Vienna will look amazing at this time of year, though, won't it?
I know. I went there about 10 years ago for Christmas markets, and they're magical.
Right. If you want to get in touch throughout the week, please do. We're available on the social medias at IMN News Podcast on Twitter and, of course, on the gram.
Yes, the IG.
Grace keeps a very tidy gram account, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. It's stunning.
There's stories and feed updates.
The gram is completely in order.
Yeah, I think you can. She should put that on her email signatures. I should also, while we're talking about email signatures, has everyone seen our festive greeting?
I don't understand how to attach that, and I'm too scared to ask anyone, because they'll go, well, I've already had to ask Techie Dave to pair my Bluetooth headphones, so I don't want to be like, how do I change my signature?
So please do go on our Facebook, our main Facebook page, which is our newspapers, for our festive greeting. It's not what you think. It's a bit John Lewis-y. It's not us. To hack something together, it is very well done. Grace has finished it off a treat, I shall say. Please do look ahead to that. If you want to send us a postcard, if you're visiting a festive market this weekend and think, oh, the guys, Katie's been here 10 years ago. Let's.
Well, this weekend, when I send my postcard from Dublin, I will check that the stamp is correct and that it will arrive.
A very good bit of public information there. Please do attach a stamp. So you can mail them to IOM News Podcast, Alaman Newspapers, European House, Peel Road, Douglas, IM15ED. Or call us. Well, you can't do it. That's not really something you can do with a postcode.
Quiet work.
No, but you can ring us if you want. 695-695. Right, we've pricked the interest in any of the stories this week. Digital editions.
Yep, iomtoday.co.im.
Yep, you had to think about that.
When you're looking at me like...
Be more confident.
I know, but you're scaring me the way you stare at just like...
It's very intense.
I know, it's because he's fallen asleep.
Staring you down. Oh yeah, no, that's uncomfortable.
IOMtoday.co.m, digital editions tab,
The digital editions tab.
The digital, it's easy for me to say.
Gotta whisper it.
But yeah, so please do have a look on that. And finally, before we go, she was trying to... I meant to say this very earlier in the podcast. She wants us to start using the hashtag #AlmostLiveFromNigel. So if you can't even be bothered adding us, that's too much effort. Please just put the hashtag #AlmostLiveFromNigel and we will get your messages on the gram and on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right, until next week. We're nearing a Christmas special, aren't we, in a couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah.
You look quite scared at that.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't actually know what's happening.
we'll inform you on that.
Yeah, don't worry. You will be told. Maybe she doesn't know, actually.
There will be espresso martinis.
Mm-hmm.
But producer Emma thinks she knows the key on how to make them taste really
actually
good
work.
Now.
Yeah.
Right, on that bombshell.
Bye for now.